And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. The Elk City Elkettes stayed on the heels of the Weatherford Lady Eagles on Monday night with a huge road win within the district. Elk City traveled up to Bethany, beat the Lady Broncos 7-1. Aubrey Pogue went the distance in the circle. She gave up a run on 5 hits, struck out 8, and walked 1. J.C. Baker, perfect 3-for-3 at the plate with 3 RBI. Ella Satilli, 2-for-4 and knocked in 2. Weatherford remains on top of the 4A1 standings at 8-1. Elk City's next at 8-2. Bethany's third at 6-4, Woodward fourth at 5-3, Kingfisher fifth at 4-4, then Clinton 0-8 in sixth place, and Mount St. Mary's seventh at 0-9. Pair of district games today, Bethany hosts Woodward and Clinton's at Kingfisher. Elsewhere around the area in fast pitch yesterday, Arapahoe Butler whipped up on Moreland 15-3. Arnett topped Mountain View Godibo 4-1. Weatherford stepped outside the district blank cash 3-0. Altus shut out Frederick 12-0. Hinton edged Laquipa Sickles 3-2. Hydro Weekly a run better than the ceiling 6-5. Leedy was able to get by Mountain View Godibo 6-2. Merritt and Minko split. Oilerettes won 5-4 but lost 7-4. Granite hammered Sentinel 12-1. Shattuck mauled Union City 12-4. Thomas split 2, lost to Ringwood 5-4, but they beat Pioneer Pleasantville 5-0. In fall baseball action, Arapahoe Butler smoked Fargo Gage Fort Supply 13-1. Arnett clipped Sweetwater 9-8. Blair split 2. They lost to Canute 13-5. They beat Granite 7-6. Canute also beat up on Granite 11-1. Calumet whitewashed Laquipa Sickles 8-0. Navajo drowned Duke 10-0. Hydro Weekly spanked Leedy 10-2. And Hammond won a slugfest against Verdon 11-10. Newest AP poll in college football is out, and it's got a new number one. Texas Longhorns topped the poll for the first time since 2008. They received 35 of the first-place votes this week. Georgia, which is the team that Texas leapfrogged, was number two. They received 23 first-place votes. Ohio State, third, received the other 5 first-place tallies. Alabama stays 4, Ole Miss 5, Tennessee 6, Mizzou 7, Miami's 8th, Oregon 9, and Penn State rounds out the top 10. Utah comes in 12th, Kansas State 13th, Oklahoma State 14th, Oklahoma 15th. SEC was 6th, the top 7, 9 in the top 25. Major matchups on the schedule this week, especially right here in the Sooner State. Number 12, Utah invades Boone Pickett Stadium to play number 14 at Oklahoma State. Number 6, Tennessee is in Norman to face number 15, Oklahoma. A couple other ranked matchups. On Saturday, number 11, USC travels to the Big House to face number 18, Michigan. Then Friday night, to get things going, it's number 24, Illinois and Lincoln to face number 22, Nebraska. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.